good afternoon. My name is Alyssa. This is Animal Voices. Today is Friday, December 27th, 2013, the last show of the year. And we are very excited to be here. We have a music show. We're going to start with a song called Anima by Moby from his album Animal Rights. He is a famous vegan musician. He's been vegan since 1987. He did the soundtrack for the very popular and hard-hitting film Earthlings. And you can check that out free online at earthlings.com. I'd say that's the most important film in my life, and I know many others. That was a big game changer for me. And if you haven't seen it, what are you waiting for? And we're very excited to share lots of goodies with you. I've been digging for gems, and I found some really, really great songs I hadn't heard before. Every time I do this show, I find new, great music, and I get so excited about sharing it with you. The first half hour is going to be like hip-hop, inspired by the vegan hip-hop movement. It's a fellow named Kevin Tillman, who is based in Ontario and actually worked with the Toronto animal rights vegan radio show called Animal Voices. And he was their music coordinator. And he has a great Facebook page and blog with tons of awesome vegan animal rights hip-hop. A consciousness of plant-based living and freedom and anti-oppression and. And so we're excited to share all those. And just to catch up, we wanted to share a bit about our holidays.
Yeah.
Well, Tim's in studio, forgot to say. It's just Tim and I today.
Yeah, I'm on the controls. And I also chose some music, so I'm really excited about today's show.
We have some German music for you today.
Yeah, exactly. holidays, yeah, it was fantastic. In Germany, you celebrate Christmas on the 24th, and on the 24th, two friends of us invited us and cooked a lovely vegan meal for us, even though they're not vegan, so that was really, really great.
And yeah, that was awesome. They just stepped up, and they gave us dessert, and they put tempeh bacon in the cabbage instead of bacon from pigs' bodies.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was great.
And they really loved it.
And then on 25th, we went to Alyssa's family and cooked for them. And they're also all not vegan, but they all enjoyed it. So that was really great.
Yeah, 9 people.
And I just want to share, I participated in the Reddit Secret Santa again. I've been doing this for a while already. And this year, I was absolutely blown away. My Santa got me the book Zoopolis, Political Theory of Animal Rights, by Sue Donaldson and Will Kimlicker. I actually don't know who Sir Donaldson is, but Will Kimlicker is a famous Canadian professor, and I have encountered him while I was studying philosophy. I encountered him many times, and I'm really, really excited to read this book. And we will certainly talk about it on the show, and I hope to be able to interview them.
Yeah, this book looks amazing. On the back it says, "For many people, animal rights suggest campaigns against factory farms, vivisection, or other aspects of our woeful treatment of animals. Zoopolis moves beyond this familiar terrain, focusing not on what we must stop doing to animals, but on how we can establish positive and just relationships with different types of animals." So it's looking into a future. What does it look like when animals have rights not to be treated as property? And I'm very fascinated to read about wild animal sovereignty, domesticated animal citizens, and extending animal rights via citizenship theory. And that's just some of like the chapter titles. So yeah, awesome new book.
Yeah, gonna be exciting. So shout out to my Secret Santa. It was anonymous, so I don't know who he or she was, but I'm so grateful. So we're gonna start off the music. Oh, we started already off, but I chose a song by Thomas D., one of the most famous German hip-hop artists, and he's been vegetarian for over 20 years, and I think he's vegan now. He had already a couple of animal rights songs, and animal rights songs often are a bit corny or a bit like super angry or sad, and so I was really excited to find a different song by him. It's called "Deshalb bin ich hier," which means "That's why I'm here." He's here to spread a good and positive message, and that's why we are here today as well. Let's start with that. Thomas D., "Deshalb bin ich hier."
Nicht Fleisch, nicht Fisch, ich speis von diesem Tisch nicht. Heißt, was mich betrifft, ist, das Leben meines Wesens zu nehmen wie Gift. Ich hab gedacht, ich sag's nicht, doch so manch einer fragt mich oft. Sag ich, ich ertrag's nicht, dass mein Karma durch Kadaver geplagt ist, doch. Ansonsten bin ich ein ganz umgänglicher Typ, bin keiner, der dich runterzieht und eigentlich nicht unbeliebt. Nur, wenn ich erkläre, warum ich mich wie ernähre, dann erkennen wir mitunter einen Unterschied. Gut, ich will dich inspirieren, etwas zu probieren, was mit Sicherheit noch niemandem geschadet hat. Du könntest riskieren, ein paar Kilos zu verlieren, aber dafür kriegen wir für immer alles satt. Und wir retten Leben in einem doppelten Sinn, da wir Millionen verschonen, ist für Millionen mehr drin. Plus, wir unterstützen und wir fördern mit Geld auch ganz gehörig eine Welt, die uns persönlich gefällt. So, ich baue auf Bio, will mein Geld nicht jenen geben, die das Billigste produzieren auf Kosten der Welt. Und ich mache eine Mio, um es jenen zu geben, die sich im Kopf und Kragen wagen für eine bessere Welt, yeah. Deshalb bin ich hier. Deshalb bin ich hier. Deshalb bin ich hier. Deshalb bin ich hier. Ich bin gekommen, ein paar Songs zu kicken, um euch ein bisschen zu schicken, deshalb bin ich hier. Bin ich gekommen, um im Takt zu wippen und alles abzunicken, deshalb bin ich nicht hier. Das Leben ist nun mal ein Buch mit 7 Siegeln und schwierig zu entriegeln, weil versiegelt. Doch jeder, der es kennt, ich weiß, er wird es lieben, es ist mit Happy End und voll Intrigen. Ich will nur sagen, es geht auf und ab und alles nicht zu knapp, deshalb bin ich hier. Und geh ich dir nach Tagen mal auf den Sack, naja, dann schalt mich halt ab, deshalb bin ich nicht hier. Lass mich nur noch bekunden, wie's dahin kam. Wer hat's erfunden? Die Fundies waren's. Und nun kann ich durch meinen eigenen Kram meiner Band mal endlich Danke sagen. Deshalb bin ich hier. 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 Ich sag's nochmal. Deshalb bin ich hier. Ganz klar, Mann. Deshalb bin ich hier. Hey, wie war das nochmal?
And then we have a song called My Veganism by Tim Holland, otherwise known as Soul. He is a hip-hop artist based in Portland, and he was one of the co-founders of the indie hip-hop record label Anticon. Here's My Veganism.
Yeah. Going out to all the prairie dog colonies under threat from condominiums. Let's do this. I never talk about how I'm a vegan, cause I recall how cats used to rub each other's nose in, and also what kind of shoes are those. All I know, I prefer a couple dogs to most human beings. Used to pick veins on my chicken legs, till I found out our hot dogs are made. Always treated like a personal choice. But changing your habits was little to defend those who have no voice. Shouts to Charlotte's Web and the pets we kept. R.I.P. to those who died in a cage, playing God. It's harder than you think. Ask anyone who's had a saltwater tank. Now I don't get out for life, just wanna save a fetus. But I'll bash a cow's skull and milk it till it bleeds. You drink pus and blood in your milk and take the food that I'm eating is strange. I've been vegetarian for 24 years, my bones don't break. It ain't your fault, your society is sick. It's sparks the many forms of prejudice that you escape blame. Today we'll view all life on earth as the same. Take nothing to feeding pigs, you wouldn't need a dog. Even though pigs are smarter, they feel the same pain. Can't stand Peter videos of cows squirming along conveyor belts. They're supposed to be tools to educate, but they make us look insane. I can't watch, like I can't view photos of the Holocaust. Not to equivocate, but how is 200 billion deaths a year not a Holocaust? Especially when half of it goes to waste. The natives with your dances to honor the sacrifice. You watch the game. Grass grows through cracks, sidewalks out. Recognizing all nations, grass grows through cracks, sidewalks out. Recognizing all nations. The San Francisco Zoo was a depressing place, so cold. Throughout the animals, there are sad. Shouts to the Siberian tiger, Tatiana. Them all those dudes after they threw shit at her. Escaped the cage and wandered the grounds for half of an hour until she found them in the cafe. They ain't laughing in their graves. Everybody loved Jumbo the elephant, but he was trained with a barb razor spear. Kept in a cell for most of the day. Was so depressed and angry, his trainer had to get him drunk to perform. Enough of all mankind, though your nature's brutal. Still the booms and busts and droughts. We were supposed to be better than that, and our bodies were designed to eat meat. Cause our intestines run 30 feet, and our teeth are a razor sharp. And our claws, our fingers evolved for picking fruit. Building shit, not trying to tell anyone how to live. But next time you eat an egg, think about a chicken's period. Not trying to be on a soapbox with your cat in a slaughterhouse. Grass grows through cracks, sidewalks out. Recognizing all they share. Grass grows through cracks, sidewalks out.
Animals can't speak, but we can.
Paid for the heavyweight.
Look at the vegan evolution, the food chain leader. Looking like the freak daddy chauffeuring the eater. Ain't that some rat shit? Rolling to the shambles. Acting as a cat bitch, slaying loads of animals. Imagine I was cannibals and mankind the cattle. Locked up in the box, small enough to get in rampage mood. I fucking disagree with the price and the fee that these beings gotta pay so we can feast and fucking eat. I'm going with dog fauna, the animal persona. Raw and distinctive, the beast man's the wound, y'all. Deep breath, fast. And I will be the form of the act too supreme, and I will have the armor up. Test the chemicals and genocide the foreign species. Ask about society, so sex, unbelieve me. We gotta keep it real, how the fuck would it feel? Locked all your life behind rolling bars of steel, huh?
Welcome to the death. Bring me through the meat and the speed. You don't want beef, cause I can give you bad cows, this is a design.
to get you paid for the heavyweight.
Über 4 Millionen Tiere jedes Jahr auf den Autobahnen. Tausende von Kilometern Schmerz bei der Fahrt. Eingesperrte Lastern, denen sie kein bisschen Platz haben. Sich aufreiben und streiten, anpissen und scheißen. Offen gewunden im Fleisch, Ekzem an den Beinen. Blutrot, Faust groß wie ein Burger, beißt rein, kein Bild rein. Hey, es ist Realität und ein Großteil von ihnen überlebt es nicht. Und sie erliegen ihrem Schicksal, hatten nicht mal eine Chance. Eine Vielzahl dieser Tiere wird zum Schlachten geboren. Gequält beim Transport, um den Preis zu drücken. Jetzt zeig den Bürgern diese Bilder und frag, ob sie es möchten. Tiere können nicht sprechen, sich nicht wehren, nicht widersetzt. Keinen Anschluss geben für Richtlinien und Gesetze. Es ist schwer einzuschätzen, wie viel Qualen sie noch erleiden, wenn es bleibt, wie es ist. Dieser Track setzt ein Zeichen.
Story about this man in a slaughterhouse. Took me on a tour and showed me all his whereabouts. And in my lurking doubts, sits and jokes and lights a cigarette and starts drinking on a Guinness couch. You Greenpeace fools, we handle your food. And if you like fast food, here's some examples for you. Livestock cows are eating dead heat. Destroy milk cows and use a Burger King meat when they feed in the street. No time to negotiate. The blood fills to death when they're alive. They don't breathe. When their lungs, they aspirate. You like veal? Now this will spoil your meal. The baby's confined to no life when the food and that's real. Respect to Islam for eating no swine. This was waste bits. We used to feed him there from time to time. He expressed no pain for 4 weeks' pay. A cut in the jugular vein is something, yo, I can't explain. What you throw?
Bring me through the meat in the street. You don't want beef, cause I can give you mankind.
Es ist ein Todeskampf, ich sehe die Familie vor mir sterben. Die Erde gepeinigt auf engstem Raum, die LKWs vergittert des Berges. Es ist ein Todeskampf, der kein gutes Ende nimmt. Denn wer die Todesfahrt überlebt, bekommt den Bolzen ins Gehirn gesetzt. Ich stehe auf den Kadavern meiner Familie, die restliche Masse drückt mein Gesicht in ihre klaffenden Wunden. Meine Schwester liegt einsam und sterbend am Boden, zertreten von meinem Bruder, der panisch nach Luft ringt. Keine Zukunft in diesem Kubus des Todes, dem die Sonne uns verbrennt, dem es nach Dreck und nach Blut stinkt. Meine Erinnerung an die guten alten Tage. In den 6 Monaten meines Lebens gab es nur Dreck zu fressen und Schläge. Ich kann nicht mehr beten, es gibt kein Gott für unsere Rasse. Wir sind gottesverlassene Geschöpfe als Konsumgut für den Menschen. Es ertönt Schreie, als sich das Grab endlich öffnet. Doch es erwartet uns die Hölle anstatt ein kleiner Funken Hoffnung.
To get you paid for the heavyweight.
Welcome to the death ring. Welcome to the death ring.
Hit Farmers, a hip-hop group from Germany as well. Excuse the extreme language they're using, but then again, it's an extreme topic. So, yeah, you're listening to Animal Voices on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, and this is our yearly music show where we bring you lots of fresh tunes from vegan artists.
Now we're going to listen to a song from Disciples of Discipline called Vegan Nutrition Potluck.
MCs, best go home and eat some veggies. All you carnivorous MCs, best go home and eat your veggies. All you carnivorous MCs, best go home and eat your veggies. All you carnivorous MCs, best go home and eat your veggies. Nutrition efficient MCs, that's on a mission. Eat your vitamins and minerals, body, mind, and spiritual. Nutrition efficient MCs, that's on a mission. Eat your vitamins and minerals, body, mind, and spiritual. I got a knapsack full of fat beets, carrots, and some ginger. I'm always eating well, that's why I'm difficult to injure. I'll drink some veggie juice and spruce up my whole morning. Forget about those rumors that a vegan's diet is boring, cause I'm touring the world, enduring every obstacle and every chance I get. I stop and eat some vegetables, whether it's turnips, some rutabagas, or parsnips, or sweet potatoes. It seems to come out tasty when it's mixed with grains that are made organically. I used to get bronchitis chronically, until I consciously decided to eliminate dairy from my diet. If it's high in fructose, or even close, then I won't buy it. Won't even try it if I can't read the ingredients. With expedience, I'd like to impede the progress of genetic modification. It's past the point of looking back. These tactics are whack and the strategy's corrupted. To be abrupt, it's gotta stop. Like quit fucking with my food before I chop you with my slicer. Lyrical dicer, serving up stir fries so spicy that I might be labeled dangerous. I wonder who the stranger is in this existence. Insistence brings resistance. What we need is assistance to close the distance between the help and the needy. Quit acting seedy and free yourself.
ancient, efficient MCs that's on a mission. Eat your vitamins and minerals, body, mind, and spiritual. Nutrition efficient MCs that's on a mission. Eat your vitamins and minerals, body, mind, and spiritual. Broccoli, cabbage, squash, and cauliflower. These are some of the vegetables I eat to obtain my power. Brown rice, quinoa, barley, and couscous. Just some of the grains that my body puts to use. Strawberries, apples, pears, and bananas. A small example of fruits that keep me on point like ball-peen hammers. I eat a protein made of wheat, gluten, or soybean. Get it all organic so as to keep my temple clean. And when I wanna heal, I use herbs, flowers, and roots. Vegan nutrition is the lifestyle that I choose. So let me break it down, the intestinal metropolis, like acidophilus, from the mouth to the stomach, who plummets through the esophagus. Vitamins digested, your health is manifested. If you make this investment, your life can be erected as monument. Testament of how your spirit can be protected. Know that your physical frame and your soul are connected. Nutrition efficient MCs that's on a mission. Eat your vitamins and minerals, body, mind, and spiritual. Nutrition efficient MCs that's on a mission. Eat your vitamins and minerals, body, mind, and spiritual. All you carnivorous MCs, best go home and eat your veggies. What? All you carnivorous MCs, best go home and eat your veggies. Carnivorous MCs, best go home and eat your veggies. Ha ha, all you carnivorous MCs, best go home and eat your veggies. Ha ha, cycles of discipline, vegan nutrition.
That was DJ Kaven with G's Up, Hose Down, Garden Hose, obviously. And we continue right away with Albino and Kolja, One Fight.
Verfolgungsjagd mit dem Blaulicht der Henker. Raumdicht voll Blender, die uns die Sicht erschweren. Immer noch sich die Suchenden nach Licht sich wehren. Sich durchqueren den Weg, dieser leerende Weg. Wir alle können es erleben wie neue
Sterne. The last German song today, I promise.
Nach der wir uns sehen, immer noch die gleichen Fragen. Erklärt uns die Tränen.
freier Fall durch rhythmische Magie. Metapher wie Pinsel zurück in Fantasie. Benutze Silben als Farbton, Mais oder Starkstrom. Als Patron, setze als Kanon. Das hier ist immer noch ehrlich, immer noch direkt. Nicht wie mit Blut an den Händen und den Finger geleckt. Lerne den Unterschied zwischen Widersprechen und sich widersprechen. Wie der Bling Bling King und sinnvoller Rap. Immer noch Beats, immer noch Rhymes. Schreiben auf, schreien raus, sagen was wir meinen. Immer noch da für die Wahrheit am Mic. One love, one struggle, one fight. Immer noch Beats, immer noch Rhymes. Schreiben auf, schreien raus, sagen was wir meinen. Immer noch da für die Wahrheit am Mic. One love, one struggle, one fight.
Therapie geht weiter, willkommen in unserem Kosmos. Dort wo die Sonne aufgeht, hier kommt der Ostblock. Das hier ist Kopfstoff auf der Suche nach Neuem. Siehst du uns auf neuen Wegen, Brotkrumm streuen. Wurzelsucher, dreckige Hände, tiefe Gräben. So viele löschen Leben aus wie die Jäger. Wurzelsprache, wir entdecken und decken auf. Immer noch an alle und die letzten Deppen checken es
auf. Wir wollen Potenziale ausbauen, uns damit raustrauen. Vertrauen aufbauen und geradeaus schauen. Für Hoffnung und Kraft, Mut statt Depression. Wir sagen, was wir meinen, Musik als Megafon. Sind immer noch im Innern offen, haben die Hoffnung immer noch im Hinterkopf. Immer noch mit Überlebenstraining auf Mission. Das Feuer nicht vergessen und gehen in Fusion. Immer noch Beats, immer noch Rhymes. Schreiben auf, schreien raus, sagen was wir meinen. Immer noch da für die Wahrheit am Mic. One love, one struggle, one fight. Immer noch Beats, immer noch Rhymes. Schreiben auf, schreien raus, sagen was wir meinen. Immer noch da für die Wahrheit am Mic. One love, one struggle,
sie
one
mich
fight.
Rutschen, wippen und schaukeln. Seh die Lebensfreude in der Wut. Wenn ich am Mikro laut bin, seh euch gaukeln in eurer glitzernden Traumwelt.
Doch versteht unsere Fragen,
die euresgleichen kaum
weil
stellen.
So viel Trug im falschen Kleid, doch keiner aushält. Bleib ich ein schwarzes Schaf, was auffällt.
Wir sind Rebellen,
rufen in die weite Welt.
Kämpfen zusammen,
bis der kranke Scheiß zerfällt.
Der Streit behält
seine Wichtigkeit.
Eure wahre Welt
bleibt Nichtigkeit.
Solange ihr auf allen Ebenen Kriege führt.
Kaum ein Mensch,
geschweige Tier, hier Liebe spürt.
Doch das Kämpfen lohnt sich,
wenn du siehst wofür.
Halt dich an mir fest, wenn nichts aus dieser Krise führt.
Albino und Kolja,
mit euch Seite an Seite.
Neue Kraft im Gepäck,
wenn wir die Reise beschreiten.
Immer noch Beats, immer noch Rhymes. Schreiben auf, schreien raus, sagen was wir meinen. Immer noch da für die Wahrheit am Mic. One love, one struggle, one fight. Immer noch Beats, immer noch Rhymes. Schreiben auf, schreien raus, sagen was wir meinen. Immer noch da für die Wahrheit am Mic. One love, one struggle, one fight. Immer noch Beats, immer noch Rhymes. Schreiben auf, schreien raus, sagen was wir meinen. Immer noch da für die Wahrheit am Mic. One love, one struggle, one fight. One love, one struggle, one fight. One fight, one fight. One love, one struggle, one fight.
One love, one struggle, one fight. Human liberation, animal rights.
Yeah, after these were two songs about community building, even though most of the lyrics were German, I think you got the message.
Now we're going to hear a song from Chumbawamba from a compilation album called The ALF is Watching and There's No Place to Hide. It was released in the U.S. in 1988. And this song from Chumbawamba is called Tearing Up Zoo.
Like supermarkets, happening at the zoo. Can I believe it? Can I believe it's true? Rumors fly, so I thought I'd better go and see it for myself. At the bears I saw this little girl in tears. I said, can you tell me, darling, what could possibly be so bad? She said, all the animals, they look so sad. Why do they look so sad? But someone told me it's all wonderful at the zoo. Can I believe it? Can I believe it's true? The monkeys stop their swinging. The giraffes can't reach the trees. And the chimpanzees have lost their sense of fun. The kangaroos have quit their jumping. Hyenas laugh no more. And the pink flamingos have no way to fly. The lions cease their mighty roar. And the snow leopards ain't got no snow. The elephants are dreaming. They're always dreaming of some place where they can run. They got to get away from the zoo. This is happening at the zoo. Zookeepers are boozing at the zoo. And the rhinos are rumbling at the zoo. Panthers are pacing at the zoo. Gorillas are rocking at the zoo. They got to get away from the zoo. Just got to get away from the zoo. They got to get away from the zoo. Just got to get away from the zoo. They got to get away from the zoo. Just got to get away from the zoo. They got to get away from the zoo. Just got to get away from the zoo. They got to get away from the zoo. Just got to get away.
That was At the Zoo by Mark Lennon of the band Venice. He visited a zoo. There's a video. He visited a zoo and sings about the experience. And, of course, that's a Paul Simon song. It was also called At the Zoo. But it was a little more of a happy take on that. And there's a note in the under the video here. It says, if we want peace in our world, hearts, minds, bodies, souls, why would we create and consume violence? Thank you for being or becoming vegan so all may live. So that was a nice happy tune, and we're going to change the mood just a little bit. Of course, punk is where loads of vegans and animal rights people sort of got their start and became politicized, and there's tons of vegan animal rights bands out there and musicians, a lot of them in the punk community and in the hip-hop community, and sharing their voices. And so this song is called Waste. It's by a band called Good Riddance from the U.S. And I'll just share a bit of the lyrics in case you can't hear. It says, who will be their voice? Who will hear their cries? The ones who cannot speak as we dehumanize. Incarcerated innocents, their sentience ignored. Slaughtered by the billions for the pseudo-carnivores. What a waste of our time, of our land, of our humanity.
Now, your red meat food group, you want to make sure you have 3 servings a day to satisfy this food group. Breakfast, you're going to have bacon, sausage, something of this nature. Lunch, a hamburger, pork sandwich, something like this. And then dinner.
Who will be their voice? Who will live their cries? Who are to tell?
That was Vegan Rice, Stop Talking, Start Revenging. It's from that compilation album, The ALF is Watching, and There's No Place to Hide. So now we're going to go a little bit darker, just for one song. We wanted to share something from a band called Arch Enemy. They're a Swedish melodic death metal. Is that what it is? I think, yeah. And we chose them because the singer, Angela Gossow, is very outspoken vegan. And here's her speaking about that.
And afterwards, we will play a song by Arch Enemy
called Cruelty Without Beauty. It's an excellent video. Check it out.
Hi, this is Angela from Arch Enemy, and this interview is for Peter too. I was born a vegetarian. I grew up vegetarian. My mum's parents were actually butchers, and that's when my mum decided, pretty much with the age of 3-4 years, that she never ever eat meat again. She witnessed how these animals were being slaughtered and how sausages were made and big chunks of meat everywhere, and she was very repulsed by it, and she isn't eating meat anymore, and she obviously brought that into the family. I also started to really reflect on the meaning of eating meat, the health troubles of it, the way it's being produced in this world, the way cattle is being treated. That was about, I was 16, 17 when I really reflected on that. And that's when I made a conscious decision never to eat meat again. So since 17, I'm a conscious vegetarian. I've actually been a vegan for the last couple of years.
We'll be right back.
archaic rhetoric, your weak defense, your victims have no choice, no voice. Look in their eyes. Does it still make sense? A plastic bag, their burial gown. No empathy, no dignity, cruelty without beauty. That was Arch Enemy, a Swedish band. And now we're going to hear a song from BC's own vegan queen, Biff Naked. This is a song from her album, I Bificus. She is a very outspoken vegan and an awesome person, just a radiating light and love. And we're so lucky to have her. Here's her song.
I'm built like a machine, and I've come to take
That is Lila Rose you're hearing. She's living in Oakland, California, I think, or Oaktown. She's originally from Ontario, and she just had a successful Kickstarter campaign to get her new album funded, and it's going to be called We Animals. It's a concept album. She's a vegan. It's an animal rights album. She knows it's hard to make strong music with a message that isn't corny, and but she has a really diverse style, kind of electronic, folky. I'm really excited about that album. It'll be out in spring of 2014, and hopefully we can interview her on the show. You are listening to 100.5 FM CFRO, Vancouver's co-op radio, broadcasting live from the downtown east side on unceded Coast Salish territories. We're wrapping up our music show for this year. Please do stay tuned for next week's show. It's Friday, January 3rd. Jackie's going to be having a show about pigs. We're excited to hear that.
And after us, Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith, so stay tuned for that as well. That was a fun show. It's a pity we only make a music show once a year.
Oh, we'll do it more often. It should be twice a year.
Yeah. So, last song by Icelandic musician Jónsi of Sigur Rós.
They have an amazing website, alexandjonsi.com, where they have recipes, they have videos with vegan food, and obviously poetry and art. And this is their song called Animal Arithmetic.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. And remember to be kind to the animals.
Stream. I see you in the trees. I see you colorful.